Albany police gave an update at headquarters Thursday on the shooting of a 19-year-old city man by police last month. Commander Mike Basil presented a 12-minute PowerPoint presentation resulting from an internal investigation of 3-minute, 25-second timeline that included a 911 call, surveillance camera footage, and police radio transmissions recorded the afternoon of Monday, August 20th, as officers responded to a call of a man with a gun outside a Central Avenue store.
Key things in the call. Gun outside, description of the individual, black male, gray hoodie, blue light jeans. Next slide is going to be the dispatch. So what you're going to hear is our dispatch units being sent. These are police units and the sergeant to the address, what's going on, and the description of the individual.
Dispatch units 15-108-206-177.
Basil says all units across the city could hear that radio message. A car full of detectives did and spotted the suspect.
There's a black male, gray hoodie, the gun.
The video ends with detectives chasing down and Officer James Olson confronting Eleazar Williams in an Elk Street courtyard.
At one point, Mr. Williams trips, falls down, and the knife becomes on the ground. Detective Olson sees this. He's going to do a radio transmission to telling Mr. Williams to stay on the ground. Mr. Williams rearms himself with the knife and becomes an imminent danger to the detective. Play the transmission, please. What he's saying there is get on the ground. He witnessed Mr. Williams fall, drop the knife, rearm himself, and become an imminent danger towards the detective. At which point, the detective, recognizing the threat and fearing for his safety, is forced to fire 2 rounds from his duty weapon, striking Mr. Williams 1 time. In the left rear shoulder.
3 seconds of video shows Williams being shot.
As soon as the individual makes a conscious decision to rearm himself, and the detective perceives that as an imminent danger, he becomes an imminent danger to the detective, and the detective is authorized to use necessary force.
The footage shows Williams run, trip, fall, then crouching, apparently reaching for an object that turned out to be a knife. The 3 detectives were not wearing body cameras. Williams remains hospitalized, paralyzed from the waist down. Community activist Alice Green of the Center for Law and Justice says Williams' lawyer advised him not to speak with the police. Green says the police report is lacking.
And I'm not being critical of their report. I'm sure they did everything that they could with the information that they had. But they don't have all the information. For instance, they don't have the medical report. Okay? I've seen the bullet wound, you know, and you might have there's a disagreement about what is a shoulder and what is a back.
Albany's new police chief on his second day of official duty said he wasn't in town but kept tabs on the shooting.
I was just briefed on this incident just a little bit over 24 hours ago.
Eric Hawkins says he believes the city's commitment to community policing has helped move the case along peacefully.
As I watched this from afar from Michigan, one of the things that really struck me was the level of cooperation between this community and this police department. Because when incidents like this happen across the country, oftentimes we see that there's contentiousness between the police department and the community. There's this open distrust, and sometimes it results in civil unrest.
Detective Olson is on administrative duty. His colleagues, Lawrence Hyde and Christopher Cornell, are back on the job. WNYT reports the Albany County District Attorney's Office is reviewing the case. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.